The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Dr. Mina later on this morning. So our comedian friend Heather Jones stuck it on with
17 kids.
17 kids.
17 kids.
I believe
she
does.
She's a good Mormon.
All
girl.
Of them hers.
We got our buddy Greg Warren and Craig Gass, right? Craig Gass. Tomorrow. Kiss.
That guy.
Yeah, they're both going to phone the program tomorrow on a Friday. It's Thursday. I kept thinking it was Friday when I was coming to work this morning, and I realized it was Thursday.
Fourth day of a normal work week, but yeah. Who the hell has a normal work week? You know, aside from us.
There's people out there.
Yeah,
in our city, we're really not shut down. I mean, it's weird. It's really weird because there's a lot of cars. Who knows where they're all working, but there still are a lot of people. Obviously, the usual stuff is shut down.
Well, I don't get out, so I don't know any of this.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah.
I don't know about arrows in the grocery store.
Yeah.
Is it a lot like...
You put your wife in the front line, huh?
Yeah.
I really don't do anything either. I walk, and I'm at the house, and I work out there, but I do get in the car once in a while and move around a little bit just to for sanity.
Well, I get out.
What do you do, Craig? Do you actually get out of the house?
Walk the dogs.
You come here? I'll show you. Come here in the afternoon and do some stories. Great. Anybody here in the afternoon?
Not me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your mic's not on.
No, that's fine.
Craig's the only guy in radio who never wants his mic on. Only guy in the history of radio.
I didn't get into this business for people to hear me.
No, there's very few people here. I just don't see anyone.
Yeah, I know.
There's TV people milling about.
Not many.
I don't see them.
No.
And even then.
When I pull in, there's no cars here.
Yeah, even a lot of them have been sent home.
A lot of people. In fact, one of the TV guys said to me, not on air, one behind the scenes, one of the cooler dudes back there, he said, "You guys still here?" I said, "Yeah, we broadcast from the building." But that's okay if nobody else is here.
Yeah, I just don't see anyone.
Yeah,
my news anchor friend comes in and does some stuff from the studio, but like the weather chick, she's at home.
Yep.
And that's what they put on the screen, weather
chick.
Weather chick at home, right?
Weather chick at home.
Right.
Is she doing any of her shots from the bathroom with accidental
dongs
in the background?
No, I looked for that.
Accidental dongs is a great band name. Why is she at home? I don't get that either.
I don't know.
Because all the equipment's here. And says.
Well, she has a
I understand
big,
that.
A big monitor
I don't watch local news.
On a desk.
Yeah.
And it's not tough to put up a green
screen. I do watch, but it's not that one. No, what?
Hmm? It's not tough to put up a green screen
Know. I understand that. But, the weather weather gear is pretty elaborate, in most TV stations,
No, I think they feed the graphics to, the monitor she has.
I know. I got a buddy of mine that does weather in a TV station back east, and he's sitting in his living room doing it. It's weird,
It is.
Not here. We're here.
Now, my news anchor
I don't have this stuff here. I got this. I couldn't do this from home.
If we're going to die, let us die drunk.
Well, I could do that from home, but I couldn't play the clip.
They set up a little studio for her in her basement with a green screen and everything.
Yeah, but she's here at night, though.
Right. That's just in case.
Oh, case. Okay.
Yeah, that's a contingency plan. By the way, she comes into the studio.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The banana got lopped off the masked singer.
Yeah, Bret Michaels.
Yeah, that's Bret Michaels. Yeah. What do you sing?
This.
Oh, hang on here. Go ahead.
Mama, take this badge from me. I can't use it anymore.
Whoa. That's Bret.
It's getting down to Dr. C.
It's pretty much the least best kept secret.
Feels like I'm knocking on.
Everybody knew it was him.
Did they, or was it just us?
No, it was everybody.
No, yeah. Online, as soon as he went on once, everybody went, that's everybody, Bret Michaels.
Yeah, everybody knew it was him, yeah.
So none of the panel bothers to read stuff online? And
I never got
no idea.
No, with their hunch?
No, you got to be kicked off first.
Oh, and they tape that weeks in advance.
Right, yeah. Mama, she put my guns in the ground. There you go.
Oh, there's
that. Oh, so they don't kick you off by guessing who you are.
No, no, that's not how it works.
Okay. Well, they guess, but I don't know that if you are correct, that they tell you that you're correct.
Well,
I'm
then how do you get
sure
kicked off? I'm not familiar
they
with
just
the format.
Eliminate.
Oh, you're voted off.
You voted
oh,
off.
Oh, you are.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Does America vote, or does the panel vote?
I don't
sure.
know. Once again, I don't even care to answer these questions. I mean, the only reason we talk about it is because it's Brett's showing. I texted him last night. Hopefully, we'll talk to him in a week or so, within the week. He's they're still 2 hours behind us in Arizona, right?
Yeah,
so, they're on.
So it's four. He ain't awake.
They're West Coast time. No, he won't be awake till probably 2 o'clock our time.
Exactly.
I don't know. The early morning might be the best time to spray paint that old file cabinet.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We'll get a hold. Try to get a hold of him. I talk too much about this stuff. But
I bet you when we first get on the air, when it's 3:30 in the morning out there, he's probably still up.
Yep. I don't know. Don't know what he's doing.
And he's got an autobiography coming out.
Yeah, he does that.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, it's coming out, yeah.
Yeah, May the 12th.
Well, he'll probably want to talk to us then.
It's your chance to get that.
Is there a chapter about how he almost became part of the Utah family?
And they, I doubt it. They haven't canceled that big tour, which is crazy because you know it's going to be canceled for sure. Yeah,
I think
the Motley Crue.
I just saw a headline this morning. They said that they're still waiting to find out.
Yeah.
But come on,
that's
not going to happen.
That's football and baseball stadiums, and that's bigger than a racetrack in South Dakota.
His video popped up when I was doing a little porn research on the air yesterday morning. Him and Pam Anderson.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if it was just a video of Bret, you weren't doing your research right.
No, it was Bret and Pam Anderson from when?
Yeah. Or maybe you were. I'm not judging.
Mid-90s.
Yeah. Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, when they were dating, yeah.
I thought it went back before that.
No, I think it was early mid-90s.
Kind of grainy.
Yeah, I remember seeing it back in the day. Yeah.
Well, it's probably on tape.
Yeah, it was VHS, I'm sure.
It was, yeah.
Craig, you'll be sad to hear that the 2020 Nebraska Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame induction ceremony has been canceled for the year.
No!
No, but here's the deal, though. I was glad I knew they wouldn't have it probably because of what's happened with the pandemic, but the class of 2020, which we were of, would now become the class of 2021. So if you were thinking you're getting in next year, you're not. We're taking 2 years.
It's awesome.
And three other, I think some other people got in there too besides us, but yeah, two or three other groups.
Right, because the president wrote us. I wrote him back.
I said thank you, by the way.
Hey, Jim, because that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of saw this coming and have long thought the Chinese have been plotting to delay our induction. Never realized to what extent they would go.
People are saying the Chinese was responsible for delaying our induction. But they're going to have it next year. Same month.
They were willing to cause mayhem all over the world just to inconvenience us.
Right. Well, you knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We knew there'd be a pandemic if we were voted into the Nebraska Hall of Fame.
Well, I'm just telling you.
For bringing that on.
Right.
Exactly.
That everyone's out to get us.
Yeah. It is about us.
So we have to wait another year?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or we get another year of anticipation?
But
there you go.
Well, first of all, I wanted the ceremony. I didn't want just a plaque. I just thought they'd just cancel it, send us a plaque, and say congratulations.
The details.
Then I'd have been pissed.
Oh,
I
got
because I want the ceremony.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If you wait a year,
I don't care. I want the ceremony. I'm proud of this.
You won't have to drive as far.
No, I know it's in town. Yeah. It's not in Lincoln. It's in Omaha.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Even better.
Nice.
Which
job.
I love Lincoln, but we like to drink. You know,
pandemic silver linings.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a better governor, and we can invite the governor.
Nah, he's not done yet.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Ah.
He's got two more years.
Ah, well, then I guess we won't invite the governor.
I don't want him there.
Oh, come on.
He was supposed to hand him the thing, and we said no.
Yeah, I guess that's a tradition.
Yeah.
Is the governor gives you the plaque,
yep.
And we said, yeah, probably not.
No.
Come on.
He ain't ruining my night. He ain't ruining our night.
Yeah, but you could ruin his.
No, I don't want to make it. I don't want to be angry that night at anybody. I don't want to be angry at anybody. I spend too much time being angry at people. Not going to be angry that night. I don't want some douchebag handing me a plaque that I called idiot on the radio for 20-some years.
And a douchebag.
I'm sorry. Did I say douchebag? I'm sorry.
I can just hear it now.
Yeah.
And now these effing guys.
I don't want that.
Here's your plaque. Move along.
Although we could sell a lot of tickets to that event, him handing us a plaque. But we don't want that. But yeah, it's been postponed for a year, just in case you're all wondering out there.
I was.
I know you were, Craig.
Actually, I needed to wonder.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to push back my Tux rental.
All right.
I was have one?
I was going to go black tie.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that. I should have. Tonight is your chance. Well, tonight marks the start of the holy month of Ramadan.
Ding dong.
I don't say it as loud as I used to.
And why is that?
Because I don't like to offend people of religious faiths, just Catholics.
And Christians.
And, well, yeah, totally Christians, obviously. Fake Christians, which are most of them.
No, you even...
The Trump Christians are
even
fake.
Mock the real ones.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
If there were a Suck It Muhammad sound clip, you'd play that.
No, I wouldn't. I'd stick with...
Suck It Jesus.
No.
Can't even believe you'd play
that.
No, the
Christians don't seem as violent.
No, they are. Not... They were in the past.
Yeah.
It's not their century.
Yeah, that whole Crusades thing.
Yeah, the whole Crusades thing.
So, tonight, the Ramadan starts. Muslims fast from dawn to dusk, breaking the fast in the evening with a prayer and a meal called the iftar.
And they do that for 30 days?
I guess. Yeah, the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. It is during this time that the Quran, the sacred scripture of Islam, was first revealed to the Prophet Muhammad.
That would suck having it. Now, because the days are... Ramadan would be better in the winter. Because there's less daylight.
Doesn't it float sometimes?
Well, they don't have a nine-month calendar.
Okay,
yeah. So it does.
The sighting of the new moon ending Ramadan...
Their lives are short.
...will take place Saturday, May 23rd.
No, they'd live longer if a year was only 9 months.
Oh.
You could easily live to be 100.
No, but their year's a year, though, so they're one. So
Yeah, but their year is only three-fourths of our year.
All right.
So everyone in...
I'm confused.
All Muslims are 25% older.
Pretty much.
A Muslim born at the same time we were born is 25% older.
They still go by chronological age.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, okay. We have some Muslim friends.
Because that's why Passover and Easter vary, because...
The groundhog.
No, the Jewish calendar goes by lunar. So there's only 340 days to a Jewish calendar.
Too many rules. Too many rules and too many books to read.
Right. And the Mayan calendar said we're all supposed to be dead.
Yeah.
21. 8 years ago. Yeah.
Well, they didn't actually say that.
The Incas are this year, right?
2012.
The Incan calendar is killing us this year, apparently. Can you imagine if that would have happened, the Mayan calendar? The 2112 thing would have happened this year? Like if the Mayan calendar would have ended in 2020, the pandemic, everybody would have said that was it.
Oh, yeah.
That'd have been,
of course.
We're right. We're right. The Mayans were freaking right. But they're not, because they said 2012.
Well, they didn't. They just ran out.
They ran out of dates. That's on the big board, it ran out. Let's just end it.
Yeah,
there.
They just quit.
We'll fill it in later. They did just quit. That was a story on that. They did just
quit. There was no prediction of the end of times.
Yeah, the rock ran out of room, so we'll add another rock down the road, right?
Yeah, we'll put up the next installment.
But then they were extinct.
By then, we'll put it up.
It was that simple, you're right.
Yeah, we had to chisel out a new calendar.
Yes.
We'll wait till 2021 put it up. We're extinct.
A fresh piece of rock and chisel that out.
Damn, we forgot about the extinction part.
Yeah. Now, of course, the Big Bang Theory says that everything ends in 2020.
Does it really?
Well, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and the timeline that shows up at the beginning of the show.
Well, there was a lot of prophecy in that show. So
maybe. Yeah. The video conferencing software company Zoom working to improve security as more people working from home. New version of the software is going to be out this week with better encryption to protect data and prevent intruders from crashing meetings or Zoom bombing.
I saw a still photo. It was Kreischer, Segura. I can't remember.
Theo Vaughn.
And the other one was, whose nuts were they?
They were Joey Diaz.
Joey Diaz nuts.
Giant.
Giant nuts.
Imagine that.
It was just a screen full of scrotum?
Yeah. It was all three of those guys laughing, and then Joey Diaz just his nuts pulled out of his pants. And you could see Kreischer and Theo and all those guys just howling.
Did he make the nuts talk? Did he put a little face on them?
I just saw the still shot on Twitter.
It was like a beige plastic bag with two grapefruits
in it. Yeah, it was huge nuts.
Well, he's a big boy.
Yes, he is.
I don't know if that necessarily means big nuts.
I don't know. Big boy, big nuts.
That stuck to the tape.
But there's a still shot on Twitter of that. That's what I saw it then. I didn't know it was Joey Diaz nuts.
Yeah, it was Joey.
Yeah.
Is that how they get their schooling? Through Zoom?
Yeah.
They're both doing
the school that way, right?
Yeah. Zoom.
Yeah. I've Zoomed a couple of times.
Yeah. I don't know why anybody is Zooming, because you don't hear anything good about it.
I just Facebook Live.
It's what they have.
Yeah. Well, for school it works.
There's other things that they have that's better at this.
Really?
Zoom seems to be the go-to one.
It is, but I don't know why.
Because it can accommodate, I don't know
more
how many
people. Oh, my whole kids' classrooms.
Right.
Whoever's on it is on there, yeah. If there's 20 people in the class, they're all on screen.
Our yoga classes, and they're maximum maybe 15, 20 people do a yoga class, but we all go through Zoom. There's one lady back at the yoga studio barking instructions to us, and the rest of us are looking at our phones or our pads.
Well, for the schools, I mean, there might be better options, but this is what they've got set up, and this is what they've got rolling, and they just got to get through the end of the year.
And once again, my daughter hadn't had anybody hide. My son had somebody yell something horrible, and then it went away, but, it is what it is.
Nobody's hijacked a yoga class yet.
So it's not serious yet?
Nobody's looking for it.
No.
So it's not yet serious if they haven't hijacked their yoga class?
No.
If they haven't gotten to you, it's not serious.
I don't think anybody cares to.
Give us that.
Well, I understand.
That's not an important thing, though. Office meetings, if you're saying something sensitive, you're in trouble. Then,
if you're discussing classified information.
School room is, because there's nothing sensitive to teaching somebody math. I get it.
That's what I understand. There's some offices that are talking about sensitive material.
Right.
That a competitor or somebody could get a hold of. And, I guess it's easy to spy on you that way. Right. So they don't use the Zoom. They have alternatives.
I wonder if they're using Zoom tonight for the draft. Because I know they were talking about, online security was one of the biggest concerns they had.
I heard, who's the guy suffering from cancer? Chris Mortensen, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he was on Levitard the other day. He was hilarious. He goes, oh, I hope somebody hacks it. He goes, I just want to see it hacked. He goes, I want to see somebody get in there when the Jets pick and pick somebody else and somebody screams. And he was just joking. He goes, I don't care. I want to see somebody hack it.
He wants chaos.
Well, because he just says because he's bored. I'm just bored right now. I want to see somebody hack it. It was hilarious.
I was reading some article.
And he's ESPN and he's NFL. He's everything,
Just for his own amusement.
Yeah, for his own amusement. I like it too.
I was reading some
article. What time does it start tonight?
6 or 7.
So my boys don't have a pick, so I probably won't watch it.
But no, somebody I was reading the other day was advocating that there should be like a designated group of fans who could come on and boo Goodell every time he came up,
just to keep
the tradition going.
Oh, that is going to keep going. They have a way to where he's going to get booed.
Oh, nice.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they do.
They're going to pipe in some.
I forget exactly how they're doing it, or I didn't get it at the time.
He would love
but
that.
They are figuring out a way that you can boo Roger Goodell.
Well, we already know that the Bengals are picking Burrows. I already said it.
Yeah.
That's
that one's done. Who's the second pick?
They're saying that that Chase Young is
Ohio
State.
Who has the second pick? That's what I'm asking.
Skins.
Okay, they're going to take Chase Young. Who's the third pick?
Lions.
The Dolphins?
Lions.
Who are the Lions taking? Is that where it gets crazy?
Cornerback.
Okay.
They might
trade down?
The Lions might trade back. Yeah.
Got it. All right.
Somebody we never heard of?
Yeah.
You go three deep into the draft, and I haven't heard of that guy.
Well, yeah, but if it's a cornerback, you might not know.
Right.
The hot one I heard yesterday was that the Dolphins are at 5, and they want to trade the Lions for 3, but not give up 5. So they'd have 3 and 5.
Okay. And people are gambling on this.
And I guess the big one is how far Tua is going to drop, right? That's the big deal right
now. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
People are gambling on this because it's something that they can finally gamble on that they know something about. It's not Russian ping pong. It's not Mexican soccer.
That's true.
Yeah.
They actually understand.
Nicaraguan soccer, get it right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not the over-under of the opening number of NASDAQ.
Right.
Which is basically just getting the stock market. That's hilarious to this day, I guess.
Yeah, funny. I saw like an over-under on Tua's spot being 5.5.
Yeah.
You could bet on that.
Now, it just makes sense. As sportsbooks say, they expect the annual draft to be the most bet on ever.
Why not? People are bored and they get
they're looking
they
at $5 million wagered on the draft, but Fox Bet says, we think it's going to be $20 million up from a usual $1 million.
Yeah, now's a bad time to be a professional sports gambler.
If you put money
the hell
on
you
the
got?
Speaking of betting, if you put money on the Las Vegas mayor being a nut job, you won. That chick is crazy, bitch, man.
Oh, our radio buddy in Vegas, who hosts the gambling show, is not too happy with the mayor.
She's crazy, bitch, man.
Well, they don't have to listen to her, do they?
No, they don't.
If the casinos don't want to open up,
they don't.
If they don't want to put their employees in harm's way, they don't have to, do they?
I heard a little clip of the interview from 2 days ago. Yesterday it was Anderson Cooper, and he goes, "Well, you're ignorant." He called her ignorant.
Well, at one point, I saw him. He took his glasses off and was doing the hardcore face rub. Like, I can't believe I have to talk to this lady.
It was a double face.
I've been around a long time. There's always been viruses. I've been around a long time. Did she win after her husband got out of office, or did her husband die? It's good.
No idea.
She
mob lawyer. She won after he quit.
She won after he quit, and it's been a long time.
Oh, yeah. So people actually voted for her. Yeah. She just wasn't appointed.
Yeah, a lot of times, wives take over in those situations. I never stood either, for that matter. You can do that in politics, but our wives aren't sitting there doing a radio show. One of us kicks,
Probably not.
No,
you don't want that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.